People always see what they are prepared to see. This is Instant Illumination. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California. People always see what they're prepared to see. And this is far more than you realize. If you're going to the beach and you conjure up having fun on the beach, doing wonderful things on the beach, having a great day at the beach, enjoying the beach, just running up and down, children running up and down the beach, and the dogs running up and down the beach, you're just having a great time. Now, you will have a great time. If it rains, you'll run in the rain. If it doesn't rain, you'll run in the sun. And if the wind is blowing something furious, you'll run in the wind and say, "Isn't this wonderful? Look at how it whitecaps the waves," and stuff like that. And whatever you are prepared to see, that's what you see. People always see what they're prepared to see. And if you're going to say, "It's going to be a beautiful sunny day at the beach and we're going to have such a good time, get a good tan and everything," and then you go to the beach and there's no sun, why is there no sun? Because somebody doubted it. You say one person can doubt it and make the whole thing a mess? That's right. That's right. That's exactly the way it works. One person can doubt it and make the whole thing an outstanding mess. Now, how can that happen? Well, it happens simply by the fact that we put the cause in motion. You have heard of people who are walking down the street and the rain rains on them. And you've heard of people who are walking down the street and a sunbeam comes and just surrounds them and walks with them for a little while. And you think, "Ha, ha, ha, big deal. You know, that doesn't really happen." Oh, yes, it does. It happens far more often than we pay attention to it. Because we may be in our thought, in our loving sunshine thought, and the sun is shining down on us, and we don't even realize it, because we're in our sunshine thought. And then someone might see us walking along with the sunlight following us, and they say, "My goodness, you got a good stage director up there following you with the light like that. That's beautiful." And that is beautiful. That's exactly the way it works. Now, there are some stage directors going on that kick that are not very alert. And so the singer is singing and moving around the stage, and the stage director doesn't follow the singer with the spot. And so the singer, off in the dark singing, and then runs back to where the light is, and the stage director is probably having a cigarette or talking to somebody else, not paying any attention to what's going on, and so the spotlight doesn't follow them. Now, you say, that's just the unawareness of the stage director. That's right. That's the unawareness of the stage, but it is the unawareness of the actress or the singer or whoever it may be. They say, "Oh, I always have poor stage help. They never follow me right with the spotlight. They never follow," and they don't. And then you, as a human being, are you a barrel of sunshine? Are you a barrel of happiness? Are you always in a very happy state of mind, which is a good thing to do? And if you do, you watch. The sun will follow you. And there is sunshine wherever I go. And there is happiness wherever I go. And there is goodness wherever I go. You see, it's pretty wonderful. It's pretty wonderful when we find that people always see what they're prepared to see. I always see what I'm prepared to see. What are you prepared to see? What am I prepared to see in life? Well, in my work, I give lectures around the world to people who know the philosophy and who don't know the philosophy. And I am speaking of whatever I'm speaking about, usually quite an intensive subject, because I like intensive subjects. And so I'm speaking about something pretty deep and pretty comprehensive. And I'm speaking to an audience. What happens to me is that audience clicks me. It clicks me this way or that way. If that audience is erudite, very educated, I speak in very illumined, educated terms. And if the audience is an average education, I speak in average terms. And if the audience is limited education, you know, some people just haven't had the privilege of getting a good education, or children, they haven't gotten it yet, then I speak in terms that they can understand. And I don't do this consciously. I do this because I tune into my audience and I listen to my audience. And my audience generally says, and I could say always, but that's kind of egoistic, but my audience always says, Dr. Barley, you spoke just to my heart. You spoke just to what I needed. I needed to hear that. That was just what I was waiting for. I'm so happy I came. I had every desire of my heart answered as I came today. And my goodness, that all the desires you got in your heart? I just got started. So there's lots of desires and lots of wonderful things. But what was their expectation? Their expectation was that they were going to get something good. Now, we have gotten so many letters and so many telephone calls and personal conversations with people who said they were at the Montebrey School of the Master seminar, and this past one was Searching for Wisdom. And they said, oh, it was so wonderful. I got so much good. I never realized that, you know, I was weak in that area until we began talking about it, and I realized, hey, I've missed the boat on that whole thing. Now I'm open and aware and alert to those things, and it's wonderful. And I have talked about healing. Healing, 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 you know. And I never get tired of it. But I talked about healing. And when I was talking about healing, I talked about it years ago and now. And as I did, I talked often to the same audience. And when you talk to the same audience, what happens? You think that, hey, I'm saying the same thing to them. Well, is that true? Is that true? No. Because each hears it at the level of consciousness where they are now. They might have been at another level of consciousness, not neither higher nor lower, but another level of consciousness when I spoke to them 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And then all of a sudden, I speak to them today, 30 years later, 50 years later, 75 years later, and what happens? They say, oh, is that what you meant? Is that what you meant? Now I understand. Oh, yes, that does make sense. That does make sense. But you see, you hear what you're ready to hear. You see what you're ready to see. And what are you ready to see? What are you ready to hear? Or what are you ready to be? Are you ready to be the most magnificent being that you are able to be? If so, then remember, I always see what I am prepared to see. What are you prepared to see? We have so many students taking the courses, and in their taking the courses, they say, wow, wow, wow. And can I tell them that? Now, you take the course and you'll say, wow, wow, wow. Oh, sure. They have to experience it for themselves. And when they experience it for themselves, then they begin to say, I always see what I'm prepared to see. And I'm prepared to see more and more and more. And the course, each one of the courses, prepares me to see more and more and more. Because in the undergraduate course, I'm seeing the basics, which are very important. Then in the graduate course, I'm seeing the link between the basics and the ultimate spiritual awareness. And then in the postgraduate school, I am seeing the ultimate awareness, if I am ready to see it. If, you see, there's one chapter in the ultimate awareness book, the handbook of a successful master's, but in that, there's one chapter. And if the student jumps to that chapter first, they are not ready for their illumination, because they're still hung up on that aspect. It's in the middle of the book. It's not at the beginning. And it's a chapter on sex. And it certainly gives you a totally different opinion on sex. Not a bad one, not a good one, but just an is. And it's great. But you see, if you are so hung up on that, If you see a naked person walking down the road and you go, oh my gosh, you know. If you see a naked person walking down the road and you say, that's interesting, you know. Then you're being yourself and you're having fun. But if you're going to be awed by the difference, by the different things in life, then you're not going to arrive at any place at all. Just remember, you always see what you're prepared to see. And if you prepare yourself to see art, and you take an art appreciation course, you see art from a totally different point of view. You see what the artist was basically trying to do. If you take a music appreciation course, I've taken art appreciation courses and music appreciation courses. Had to take music appreciation because my wife was a professional musician. And so she didn't know that I took it, but I did. And I began to appreciate all the wonderful music she was talking about and playing. And she didn't think a thing about it because she thought that I knew all that stuff already, you know. She thought that, well, naturally, this is my husband. He would know everything about music that I would know, you know. And I hadn't taken her courses. I hadn't been interested in it. But because of her, I was interested. And so I began to take the music appreciation course. And I learned a great deal. And I also learned why I didn't like certain music and why I did like other music. And the music appreciation gave me a totally different picture on a lot of music. But you see, I was prepared to see the music. And then, when my wife chose a piece to play that was one of my uninterested pieces, I asked her, I said, now, why are you playing that? Why do you find charm in playing that? And she explained it to me. And all of a sudden, that piece of music took on a new luster in my life. What was I prepared to see? What are you prepared to see? What are you prepared to be? The door is wide open. Are you prepared to be God? Are you prepared to be the allness? Are you prepared to be the isness? Are you prepared to be a beautiful divine being? Are you prepared to be a beautiful divine human being? Or a beautiful human being, that's a wonderful thing too, you know. Preparing yourself to be a beautiful human being. Basically, this is what parents think their job is with their children. And they don't realize that their job is teaching their children to be divine. And always be divine. But, hey, let's play the game where we are. And remember that I always see what I'm prepared to see. And if I'm prepared to see geniuses everywhere I go, like Ellen is, then you got to be a genius yourself. And that's just, I mean, I'm sorry, that's the way it is, Ellen. That's just the way it is.
He doesn't mind.
I always see what I'm prepared to see. Right, Ingeborg?
Correct.
Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you,
I love you.